Hello and welcome to Planet Homemaking Podcast. I'm your host Epifanio and this is episode 471. And today we're going to be looking at part two of the city of Jinki 13th, which is empathy. And we started looking at this Jinki yesterday and we found out that it's really about remembering and it's like every other city, right? It's literally remembering that we are loved. And beyond that love, we are, and the universe itself is a container that it's so incredibly mathematically, precisely crafted to it's like we're babies, right, in this kindergarten, right, of a universe, and it's made in such a way that we cannot destroy. We are so protected, right? And you could say, we made the atomic bomb. So yeah, but when was the last time that one of those exploded? There are many things going on behind the scenes that we don't know. I always ask myself, you know, I could never really, when I was younger and you know, I could never understand, like many people, you could never understand why things were the way they were in the world. You were like, why are people starving? That doesn't make sense. Why are poor people out there? There's so much abundance. There's so much everything. You knew there is so much. Why are the, right now we got the gasoline right at going $8 in California. $8 a gallon. I mean, that's insanity. I don't think I've ever seen the gas that expensive. And you got the crisis of gas on Russia, and I'm sorry, on the European Union, because they don't want to pay Russia in rubles. I mean, are you kidding me? If I provide you with a service or a product, and I ask you to pay me in a certain way, you're like, no, we're only going to pay in the dollar. That is a whole other level of arrogance. But even than that, you go, and you experience, you go like, why does these things happen? And it's because we haven't, as a civilization, we haven't completely learned our lessons, right? And this is kind of like one of the biggest ones, right? Empathy. And it's not like we're going to get there as a civilization like tomorrow, right? This is going to take us 50, 100 years to really get this one. But there's people experiencing not the full level of empathy, what it really means at the citic level. And remember, we're talking about cities here. We're talking about the divine gift. When you have the entire journey from the misunderstanding, the fear, to the opening of the heart, right? The gift. And that's something that everybody can do, anybody. And then once you've reached a place of expression and peace, right? And dynamism, right? It's not static. You're no longer afraid of change at this point, right? In the gift, then God opens the door and says, okay, you're ready for really perceiving this container, right, that I've created to hold all of the chaos and bubbling things that need to happen in order for the universe to expand, right? And I'm not just talking about matter. I'm talking about consciousness. I'm mainly talking about consciousness at this point. We are at a stage in our evolution where we're learning how to discern. And this is what we looked into the gift, discern. This is our graduation test as a humanity. Discern the truth and evolve, right? So when we're talking here about the empathy, right, we're talking about, like every other city again, the dissolution of the separate, the dissolution of the illusion of separation, because it's really an illusion. There is no this being that we are. It's so advanced that it doesn't exist just in one it's like Wi-Fi, right? You got your computers and you got the internet. But what is the internet, right? It's like the internet is, it's everywhere. It's just, you just access it with your whatever device, your phone or your computer. And so it's like, would you say that your computer, when it's connected to the internet, it's separate from the internet? Right? Is it a separate thing? Oh, it's my computer. But now you're browsing the internet. It's connected. I'm talking about a very primitive example of obviously, right? I'm talking peanuts here. But we are that. We are one organism, ultimately. And it's so advanced that it appears that we are different beings, right? Different humans. But we are one, literally. Literally. It's so advanced that it appears that it's separate. So, but, you know, at the lower levels of frequency, the shadow, obviously, you're like fighting each other, you know. Get away from me! Right? We evolve from that, and then we are able to discern. We can look at life, because now we're listening, right? We're paying attention. Not listening to the entire past of our civilization, of the universe, but listening to the moment. And you go like, I can't tell from, you know, from this person, that person. This is the truth. This is something I want to be with. This is resonance. This is harmony. This is dissonance. This is discord. And you can discern, right? And then taking it all the way to empathy. Oh, wow. It's a whole other journey right there, right? It's all about listening. And at the city level, this listening, this presence, complete presence, awareness with the entire body, with the entire electromagnetic field, it reaches other planes of existence, and it absorbs everything, time, space, realities, dimension. There is no one and nothing that stays away from this completely inclusiveness. It's not even inclusiveness, because inclusiveness denotes that there's something else. This is, you know, subject and object disappears in this thing. This is the level of, this is what empathy means at the city level, right? But before we dive into that, if you're new to the podcast and you don't know what I'm talking about here, you want to go to jorn.tv. That's JOURN.TV. That's the homepage of the podcast. At the very bottom, there's a link, a few links. One of them says Gene Keys. Click on that one and listen to episode 256. That'll tell you what we're doing here. We're learning how to heal ourselves using a map called the hologenetic profile. That it's composed of 11 of these gene keys, right? These understandings of change. These are archetypes of change. The reason why people are in the civilization is it's sick. It's because we're afraid of change and we're not changing. I mean, we have to, because change is inevitable. And at some point, you know, big bad wolf comes over and now you have to change. But this is what it's all about, learning how to change with grace. And so all of that stuff is on that page. There's how to read the map, and there's a link that says click here to download your free personalized hologenetic profile that'll take you to the Gene Keys website. You can download your map, which is free, and it's personalized to you. And we're talking about here a real spiritual journey. We're not talking about here 20 minutes, you know, read my horoscope and tell me tomorrow we shall be married in the morning, you know. Are you kidding me? Is he going to kiss me? It's like, I've actually heard those, you know. It's like, no, this is the real deal. This is looking, taking a dive, shamanic dive into the darkness to reclaim your power. And that's kind of like in a nutshell, but listen to that episode, and if you want to learn more about Planet Homemaking, what is Planet Homemaking, what is it that we're doing here, listen to, click on the link on jorn.tv that says about, and listen to episode 1. And also on that page, there's a resources section that explains what's been going on the last 3 years. We're in the middle of a transition from the old power structure hierarchical matrix system of control, you know, hydraulic despotism of oil and gas and money and food and love, just the ways that fear manifests as power. And it's really just it's ignorance. But we're evolving from that into what's called a synarchy, which is, if I were to put it in words, I would say it's like a jam band, like a symphony without the conductor. But it's the entire world, and when we realize that each one of us, we're a frequency tone making the music of the universe. In this time, making the universe of this, the music of this planet, this is where we're going, to a place where we're gonna take turns leading, and at some point, you know, it's gonna be organic, and it's gonna be right. You're gonna feel authentic in a moment, leading and following through reality, and we're gonna move a completely different reality. This is where we're going, right? But right now, we're in the middle of the transition. And we're talking about God time, so transition means, you know, years. It doesn't happen in 20 minutes. So we've been in for it for about three, four years. I mean, it started kind of like, obviously, 50 years ago. But this is it. This is the kind of like the pinnacle of it. And it's gonna about to really take off even more intense, right? It's been very intense for many people, but in general, it's taken off. And so it's really about, at this point, it's finding your grounding and learning how to recognize that the job right now is to heal yourself, realize your gifts, and step up into the world. Bring that healing that you have, because you can't give what you don't have, right? The world needs whatever your frequency tone is. That's going to come out in whatever you do. It's going to come out through your business or through your relationships or how you talk or how you walk. It doesn't matter. You know, we're talking about the expression of God through humanity. So it's not about this or that that's kind of can be measured through the marketing layers of reality, right? This, we're talking about, you know, I don't know. You could be a gardener. You could be just a hobo. It doesn't matter. But as long as you're connected to Holy Spirit, you are broadcasting a frequency. And that is this, that is the healing that's changing the world right now. So on that page, and also we have a news tab on Jorn.tv. The bottom we have resources also on there and on the About tab. And that explains what's been happening the last 3 years with all this cray-crayness that we've been experiencing. The bioweapon, the magic virus, right? The wars that they keep wanting to push, the economic push for an economic collapse, that just, they're kind of trying to break the world in order to control it. And people are not taking the bait, because people want love. People, we are evolving. We are evolving as a civilization. It's beautiful to see, because there's been a massive push for war and civil war. In the last years, there's just pitting people, religion against religion, race against race, you know, sexual orientation against sexual orientation, blah, 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 right? All of this bullshit. And you realize, you know, I mean, at this point, there's very few laws here. Don't fuck with the kids. That's a major one. Let the children alone. They are the future, and they are little sponges, you know. They don't understand what the fucking stupidity of adults are. Don't fuck with the kids. That's it. Right? Mind your own business. You know? That's, be nice. If you can't, then just, you know, don't bring bad vibes. And I mean, we're doing that to a certain degree or to another, right? But we're learning how to be compassionate. And and really, we're talking about here with this city, the city of empathy, we're talking about a whole other level of reality. Every city, it changes everything. Before we get into that, on the news tab of Jorn.tv, there's the link to our Telegram channel, our chat room, and our Truth Social. And in the future, if you're for the future, there might be other links there for other social media and other video services and stuff, because we're going to start taking this podcast into a video format very soon. It's going to be very interesting. And maybe in the future, we're going to start doing more interview formats, and there's things coming on there. But you can sign up to our email list there, and we'll keep you informed of that stuff there. On Telegram, we're posting the links to the groups and chat groups that are posting information that you can track. You can actually, because we're in the middle of an embargo, worldwide embargo of information. The mainstream media is censored. The truth is being censored worldwide. So you need to find other alternative sources and then go down the rabbit hole. Prove it to yourself. Find the truth. Don't believe anyone. Don't believe me. Don't believe anybody to tell you anything. Find for yourself. Follow the money. Follow the trails of information. And that's on a physical level, but on a deeper spiritual, this is exactly, this 13th jinky is very interesting because in the tarot, there's this kind of fear of the 13th, right? Because the 13th card on the tarot is death. And so there's always this being, and this I'm just talking about, this kind of like, it's not like necessarily relevant, but the people have been always so afraid of death, but not because we originally were afraid of death, but because it has been used as the ultimate tool of manipulation from people that live in fear that eventually will get addicted to power and all that stuff, right? And it's what is beyond death, right? That's the ultimate controller. If you don't do what we want you to do right here, you're going to go and burn hell for all eternity. who pulled that shit out of their ass? You know? That is control. You know who did it? The Catholic Church did that. Or the Roman Church, or whatever they invented, the origin of what I think, because that whole thing, that wasn't Jesus. Jesus brought here a message of love, right? It's and you can see it because it degenerated into the Inquisition. That is, let me just say it plainly, that is not empathy. That is control. That is fear. And so it's taken me decades to get over that one because I was raised Catholic, right? To really understand that the love of God, the infinite love of God is infinite. There is nothing you can do. You can't fuck up, right? Even the fucking villains, they can't fuck up. That doesn't mean that they're not going to, you know, go through the death process and at the other side go like, ah, fuck. They're going to feel all of the experience and all the pain and the suffering. That's kind of what they're taking concepts from other traditions and kind of like distorting them. You do get to experience the pain. And they could say, oh, that's the hell. But it's not for all eternity. Now, whether you may believe this or not, what's important at this point is that we're moving into the ability to weigh, like a balance, right? With our heart, weigh reality with our heart, with our intuition. This is discernment. And you know, of course, we're talking about empathy here, but remember, the city is a whole other level. So first, we go through this reality, listening to what's going on, because it's all about listening, weighing it against our heart. And then at some point you go like, God, what is God? What is this city, right? This container that holds all life. It's love. It's a love that is beyond any human understanding. It's beyond control. It's beyond fear. Beyond appropriation, attachment, need. It's the allowing of life in every possible way. That is what free will means, right? The gift of God to us. And so, when we can really dive into that and dissolve back, because you have to dissolve the personality. You can't be someone and really understand this stuff, if you're someone, you're going to be looking it from the outside always. Oh, that's that. But this isn't something that can be understood. It has to be experienced. So let's dive into this 13th gene key of empathy, the city, right? Second part, part two, where did we left yesterday? So we have seen that the foundation of this 13th gene key is based on listening. At the level of the 13th city, listening becomes all there is. Like a black hole, this listening absorbs everything that moves into it. Space, time, matter, consciousness, everything. Eventually, listening becomes so total that it fuses together subject and object so that the concept of listening itself disappears. And this is the kind of stuff we're talking about here. The cities, right? The divine gifts. You know, the complete dissolution of the personality. There's no longer somebody, right? There's no longer the you that you think you are. The personalities, there's no image. See, we're so, and this is the kind of stuff that the people in the power structure use against people, right? The marketing of separation of the body, right? They use the identification with the image, with the, are you skinny? Are you fat? Are you old? Are you young? Are you, you know, black? Are you white? Are you, you know, yellow? Are you red? Are you ugly? Are you pretty? Are you rich? None of this shit. We are none of that. You're none of that. It's like you had a toy, and the toy is a piece of plastic, and then you put the, you know, a bunch of different clothes on the toy, or weapons or whatever, and it's like, you know, the toy is a toy. It's not the weapons and the thing is that's extras. That's come. You buy that extra. Right? We're none of this shit because we are not the body. This is the number one tool of subversion of humanity. Identify people. That's where all of this bullshit of like the pronouns of I'm he, she, we, titi, we, but they, cat, dog. All of that is bullshit because they're putting people in boxes. Not only that, they're mind-fucking people to put themselves into boxes. And that is subversion because we're none of that. We're light. We are riding the bio machine, right? So when all of that, in order for to really understand, listen to the degree that listening itself dissolves. Your listening is so absolute that there's no longer you listening to something. There is no separation. It all dissolves, and now you're back to God, right? So this is the journey back there. Again, like I always say, we're just, you know, we're head tripping here because this stuff is going to take us 200 years to get there. I mean, I want to say, yeah, I'm open to opening a wormhole of consciousness and suddenly like getting like San Francisco of Assisi. You're like, whoa, I understand. I'm not saying I'm not open. But the way that I see it right now is that our job is really to make the transition from the shadow to the gift, right? What can we do to do that? Look and listen. And take it in and heal it and keep moving forward, right? Regardless of the fear. That's the more steps you take into the fear, the smaller the fear becomes. And then you become the gift, right? Now you're a giver. And then live that life as a giver in this reality. And then, you know, at some point God will show you the way. What is it to really surrender to that perfection is the right word, that moment where you are ready, you know, instead of like pushing. That's really what we're talking about here with every one of these cities, right? So empathy is the death of the separate self that reveals the underlying nature of humanity. Empathy is the truest sense organ of humanity. But it cannot function through the separate personality, through the bio AI, right? The bio machine. It can only work through the one whole. right? Like Buddhists say that there's God is the one whole and the endless many, right? So this is what empathy is. Empathy is literally the sense, and we're talking about stuff that's divine gifts, but they're still physical, right? Because remember, the city is not the last room all the way back to heaven. It's the door to the last room. Touching that doorknob, open that door, that is the realization. It could take you 100 years to do that, right? That's what we're doing here. But it's still physical. It's literally anchoring the kingdom of heaven on earth. It's that consciousness landing in this reality through people. People becoming this ability to be within other people, to completely experience without judgment the experience of everyone. This is true love. I'm not there yet. Because there are still people that piss me off. Right? But we're going there. This is our future. So the 13th city and the 7th city program each other through time. And these are the programming partners. Remember the 13th and the 7th. And we're talking about past and future. So the 13th being the repository of the past. We're talking about this 13th Jinki is this has the connection through the DNA to the Akash, right? All of the history of all of the, not only what is, but the experience of what is of all time is in the DNA, right? That's the 13th city, right? The repository of the past. And this repository of the past programs the future, because now we have stepstones to make decisions about the future decisions. The future of humanity, it programs the future of humanity. And the seventh Jinki programs the past. This is the Jinki goes from the shadow of division to the gift of guidance to the city of virtue, right? So the seventh city of virtue programs the past. And you're like thinking, because, again, you need to understand, we're talking about God here. God has no time. It's all simultaneous, right? So it's like everything is happening simultaneously. So at the acidic level, the seed and the fruit exist within each other because of each other. It's like the egg and the, what was first, the chicken or the egg, right? It's simultaneous. It's the same thing of the Schrodinger's cat, right? Is the cat dead and alive simultaneously, the wave and the particle? This is what we're talking about, God. It's quantum physics. We're talking about the wave and the particle existing simultaneously. When there's an observation, there's a decision, there's a coagulation of reality. So in this case, but now we're talking about how these archetypes at the acidic level, right, the full expression of God, how these archetypes are creating the universe, and what is the axis of one who is actually anchoring the kingdom of heaven. Obviously, we're looking at we're creating this hologram with our consciousness, and we are putting an anchor into a point into our reality, and we're going to manifest this stuff. I mean, this stuff you contemplate, whatever you put your attention on, you're calling forth that energy. You're contemplating this stuff, you're calling forth these experiences. So the future is uncertain, and this is the illusion, right? That the future is uncertain, whereas the past is a fact, but it's not. It's just as uncertain as the future because of how it is remembered. And this is kind of the thing, because you start talking to people and friends of you and say, you know, remember when we were doing that? Like, I don't know, we were different. You start realizing that everybody at every moment are having a different point of perspective from which they're seeing experience. So in the future, they're going to remember it differently. And this is when you realize that at every single point, everybody was on a different timeline, on a different parallel universe, experiencing a similar event, but from a slightly different angle. And so when you start understanding that the way these two work together, because now remember at the shadow level, the programming partners creates this you know downward spiral loop of you know we're going down, everything's going to hell, not literally, but you know everything's you have this experience, these two jinkies working together, and your life is drama. Now you evolve to the gift, because it's discord and division, right? Not only on your personal life, but in the world life. And now you go to the gift, you get discernment and guidance. Discernment and guidance. Oof. You navigate reality. You're a magnificent boat, right? Prepared for any eventuality, right? Now you take that programming partner into empathy and virtue. You are able to perceive the pain of the world, accept it without judgment, have the virtue to give and to shine, because the virtue is the one who's remembering the past, right? And I'm sorry, the virtue is the one who's remembering the future. Remembering the future. And then the empathy is the one who's remembering the past. So you have both information line tracks from past to the future, and you're connecting them. Remember, at this point, there is no time, so you're just really remembering you're having access through the DNA to the Akash, and you have access to all of the information. So this is where we were talking about myth, right, with the discernment and the gift of Jinky 13, right? This is the power of myth. It can take an event or series of events in time and make them immortal. That is the power of certain things that we remember. How do we remember? So to be empathic is to have access to the source out of which all the great myths have sprung. You understand life. This is why I keep talking about you go through all of these jinkies, you will understand the myths. You will understand how reality is laid out. So empathy alone goes further and deeper than myth, because it reunites the opposites and brings an end to the stories altogether. This is a whole other trip. And again, we're talking about the city here. I mean, how couldn't it be? This is the end of the story, right? There's no longer a drama. Time collapsed with this one, the past and the future. Empathy is a state of consciousness outside of time. And even though it enfolds time, we're talking about God, the love of God, right? So vast, so eternal, so it's unlimited. It's there is no judgment, no limitation. There is no time. So all of the history of the past and the history of the future collapse in the now. And again, we go back to that black hole. It eats everything. So there is a huge fear to be absorbed before the Siddhic state, right? This involves complete absorption in the universal discord of the 13th shadow. The human interpretation of this fear is the experience of feeling cut off from all that is alive and warm. It is an ice-cold zone in which aloneness is experienced as agony. Through the purging of this experience, the 13th city opens its eye on a new world, a world in which the past has been magically transformed into a radiant new future. This jinky is part of the ring of purification. The human addiction to desire comes to an end in the Siddhic state of consciousness. And so that's what I'm saying, you know, in order to get to this point, we need to look into the darkness. We need to look into the fear. We need to experience. We need to let it come through us and dissolve, bring it into your heart. Call for the love of God and realize the truth. Look at the truth. And so it's a journey, you know. I mean, this is called the dark night of the soul, right? If you haven't gone through that one, it's not pretty. I tell you, it ain't pretty. And But at the other end, you come out, you kind of like you get burned of all the crap that you thought it was important and that you thought you needed to keep. And it's a death. We're talking about a death of the personality. You don't care at the other end. You know, you're just, I mean, it's not like it ends completely, right? It comes in waves, right? But this is the journey, right? This is why this is the ring of purification. Like I said, we're going to be looking into the rings after we're looking into all of these jinkies, right? So all the great esoteric interpretations, karma, rebirth, justice, they must be mythic rather than literal, since the true Siddhic state cannot be conveyed through words. In universal empathy, you enter the center of the human family and become one with all that is. This is, like I say, it's the dissolution of the idea, because it never was there in the first place, okay? The dissolution of the awareness, the consciousness, the you know, your attention put into the idea of separation. All we are individual beings, right? Having our individual bodies, and we're here hanging out and hanging out with each other and stuff. But in reality, the truth is that there's one organism that's so advanced that it exists in apparent separate embodiments. And there's a reason why, so that it's so vast that it wants to see and experience reality from all angles. And so returning back to that awareness. So those who awakened to the truth of this city have learned the deepest art of all, the art of listening. To sit in the presence of such a person is to be held through being listened to. Listening at this level is no longer a passive phenomenon. It is a forceful cleansing at the electromagnetic field level. So if you're sitting with a person that's listening, that you know, at this point you're sitting with, you know, a higher, you know, a big brother, right, or big sister, right, there are not many of those out there, but there are out there, and if you're listening with one of these, some you are being listened to. It becomes an action. It's because it's no longer past. That's a whole other trip, right? They are listening to you. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? They are listening to you. It's like it's an act. It's a verb. It's not. They're not waiting for the information to come through you. They are a black hole, literally. And let's keep going here. So to sit in the presence of such a person is to be healed through being listened to. Listening at this level is no longer a passive phenomenon. It is a forceful cleansing at the electromagnetic and multidimensional, all the bodies level. They're listening not just to this body, but to several, I don't know, depending on how much they can listen to. To be listened to by the great cosmic mother is to have all your fears brought to the surface and loved into oblivion. Imagine that love, right? Like I'm saying, there is absolutely no judgment at all. The love of God is infinite, infinite, right? This is when you start realizing, you know, the inventions of religions and control systems to mindfuck people. Put them in boxes that they can be controlled. Because humanity cannot conceive of a love that unlimited. There's always have to be fucking regulations. But the regulations comes from the people that want to control the people, not from God. And it's on every single religion. And spiritual tradition and politics and ideologies. It's everywhere. This is what we do to each other. This is not what God does to us, right? The cosmic mother, right? So these people, the people that have realized this city, are the most powerful of all shamans. They can open the portal of the past within you so widely that you become aware of yourself as a great cosmic receptacle rather than a point of focused personality, identity. So you have to dissolve. These are kind of the people that work, you know, very powerful shamans. Because now we're this is, remember, this jinky is very feminine. This is very we're dealing with the unconscious here. This isn't about doing. It's interesting because at the city you move from this you're still listening, but the listening has become so powerful that it has become a doing, but it isn't. It's literally you are being eaten by the cosmic vagina, you know, if you want to call it like that. You're being eaten by space itself. You did the whole, you have to, everything dies in that one. The only thing that's left is the light that you are, right? I'm not saying that you're going to lose your body or anything. What I'm saying is there's no longer the personality that wants to do things, right? And so these shamans can show you that all creatures and beings dwell within you. Because it's on the DNA, right? You have all of the repertoire of the information and the experience. And that if you open yourself widely enough to our collective past, you will also see our collective future. Because the two programming partners are connected, right? The seventh city of virtue will open up the future. And now you're getting the download. To such a being, the holy state of perfection known as the fellowship of humanity is a constant and manifest reality. Because they are in the present. They are, the time has collapsed. This is why you get, when you, it's just about, the best way to kind of like have an idea of what it is dreaming. Because in dreaming, things happen simultaneously. Next time you turn around, or you're in another room, it's all present. There's no time, right? When you start bringing your concepts of time, then the dream gets weird. The same with psychedelics or whatever other things that you might try on a shamanic, journey. Ultimately, you won't even need that stuff because it's all about consciousness. But it's really about understanding this. It's love. The very, very core is surrendering all our fucking head trips and illusions and control bullshit. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, we're completely there. I'm saying that's where we're going, getting to a point where we can really see at another person, not as another person, but as you, literally you. That is empathy. So we've reached the end of the episode today. We went a little bit ahead, above time, more than what we're supposed to be doing. But we're ending today the Jinky 13th. Tomorrow we're going to start with Jinky 14th, which is radiating prosperity. It's going to be very beautiful. Goes from the shadow of compromise, the gift of competence, all the way to the city of bounteousness. And like every other Jinky, it's another way of looking at the same thing. Remember, all of this stuff, we're looking at the same thing from so many different angles. One of these ones is going to click to you, right? Because it's hologenetic, like a hologram, like a laser. The laser, the light of the laser contains the entire picture. When you pick up one of these and you enter, it illuminates the entire, your entire map. Your entire life, everything opens up. You start moving through one to the next one, to the next one. And now you're understanding reality. Podcast is every day, Monday through Sunday. You can follow us on all the apps out there for podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. But all the jorn.tv, that's the homepage of the podcast, will have all of the episodes, the 471. And Podbean will have that too. And on jorn.tv, there's the news tab at the bottom. You can follow us on Telegram. Sign up to our mailing list there. Follow us on Truth Social. And click on the support button if you are ready to create a new reality. Well, maybe you're not ready, but you know that that's your mission. You're like, I'm here for a purpose. God put me here for a reason. And I may be freaking out about or clueless about what it is. But you know you're here for a reason, and this is the time. So click on the support button, and we can help you with that too. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Epifanio, and this is Planet Homemaking Podcast. And I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.